It's been a strange and tragic summer at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. In mid-June, a young woman died from an extremely rare brain infection after rafting at the Charlotte facility. Within a week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed the presence of the type of microorganism that likely caused the infection. Since then, the Whitewater Channel has been closed, regulatory questions have been raised, and fear and misinformation have spread. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
As visitors at the Whitewater Center propel down a zip line, CEO Jeff Wise overlooks the lower part of the Whitewater Channel.
This is the bottom pond where all of the water in our essentially 12 million gallon system rests while it's ready to be pumped back up into the top pond where it'll flow back down through the channels.
But for now, it just sits there. There's been no whitewater rafting for about 3 weeks because CDC tests found what's best known as the brain-eating amoeba. That name requires some context, as Mecklenburg County Health Director Dr. Marcus Plesha has pointed out repeatedly.
This organism, Nigleria fowleri, is actually quite a prevalent or commonly occurring organism in open bodies of water. We find it in lakes. We find it in ponds. It's very common for people to come in contact with, but it's very uncommon for people to develop this kind of infection with it.
It's harmless if swallowed because stomach acid kills it. But if it's in water forced up your nose, it can cause a brain infection that's almost always fatal. The CDC reports over the last decade, an average of fewer than 4 people per year have acquired that infection in all of the United States. Sam Perkins is always on the watch for water quality issues as the Catawba River keeper. The thing that surprised him from all this is that the Whitewater Center is not regulated for water quality.
At the very least, from a public health perspective, I honestly believed, and I think a lot of other people did as well, that this site would have been regulated like any water park, like we have at Carowinds or anywhere else in the country.
But the Whitewater Center is in a regulatory no man's land between those and a natural body of water. Governor Pat McCrory says the state needs to reexamine whether it should be treated like a swimming pool. Mecklenburg County Commissioner Dumont Clark asked county health leaders about that at a recent meeting.
If you tested this similar to what we do for swimming pools, would you have tested for this particular amoeba?
No.
Everybody shaking their heads
Everybody
no?
Everybody no.
Testing for the amoeba is not part of swimming pool regulations. Chlorine is effective at killing it in those settings, and besides, the county and state don't have the ability to test for it. It's usually up to the CDC. Commissioner Bill James asked County Medical Director Dr. Stephen Keener this question.
Right now, there do not exist any standards from the federal or state government about this, so we're at a standstill until that's provided, which is in your next steps, basically.
That's correct.
Some commissioners said state lawmakers should have done something before heading home for the year. Commissioner Jim Puckett defended the legislature.
One of the things that government does a really bad job of is there's a problem, so they immediately do something without really knowledge of what that something ought to be.
The Whitewater Center treats its water with UV radiation, some chlorine, and a filtration system. As part of its lease agreement with the county, it also does weekly tests for common contaminants called fecal coliform. The county usually reviews those test records once a year, says Rusty Roselle of Stormwater Services.
They've been monitoring that since it opened 10 years ago, and they've had one occurrence when that level was exceeded.
That was August of last year. The center should have temporarily closed the Whitewater Channel, but that didn't happen, and the county didn't get a heads up. The county says the Whitewater Center's facility director at the time no longer works there. The center would not discuss personnel matters. The county is not aware of anyone getting sick from that period. Whitewater Center CEO Jeff Weiss says over the past decade, other than the recent brain infection,
we're not aware of any reports with the probably 1.5 million rafters that we've had where any water quality was complained of or was mentioned as far as any kind of safety or health-related issues.
County health leaders and the Catawba Riverkeeper have pointed out that people are much more likely to die from drowning or boating accidents in area lakes and rivers. In fact, there have already been at least 8 of those deaths this summer. But people just don't get as worked up about those. Harvard professor David Ropeek explains why.
We worry about things not only based on the likelihood of them happening, but the nature of the experience itself. So the odds may be low of a brain-eating amoeba eating your brain, but the nature of a brain-eating amoeba eating your brain sounds pretty scary, doesn't it?
Ropeek is the author of How Risky Is It Really? Why Our Fears Don't Always Match the Facts. He says the media is part of the problem.
Anything that makes a risk feel scarier, like this is the zombie amoeba, is going to subconsciously interest journalists as something that will get people's attention, because the viewer, reader, listener is likely to pay attention to a story that could portend their death.
That's how you end up with stories that say the Whitewater Center's treatment system is not adequate to keep the water safe at all. What CDC Dr. Jennifer Cope really said was it's inadequate to handle this particular amoeba.
The Whitewater Center, as far as we know, is maybe one of three in the country, and so it poses some unique challenges. We're trying to gather experts from other fields to potentially address the issue.
11 out of 11 tests for the amoeba were positive. Dr. Cope called that significant, but noted this is the first time the CDC has encountered the amoeba in this setting. She says there are ways to make the water less conducive to the amoeba's growth. Options include making it colder and reducing algae and other biomass in the channel. The CDC, county, and Whitewater Center are also still determining what to do with the old water that has the amoeba. It's unclear how long it'll all take. In the meantime, the Whitewater Center isn't making money off its signature and most expensive activity. However, Wise says only about one-fifth of their visitors go rafting. The activities that draw the other 4 out of 5 visitors are still open. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.